Made for Punishment, Lesbian BDSM Erotica, written by Laura Vixen, narrated by TK Love. Connie fidgeted as the questions continued to be fired at her. It was the longest interview she could remember ever enduring for the position of a maid, but she tried to answer as best she could and hoped the two women sitting opposite would be impressed enough to give her the job. It was obvious they were rich from just the size of their home, but the luxury of wealth was evident on them as well. From what she found out about them before arriving, they were both in their 40s, but she reckoned they could easily pass for 10 years younger. They were obviously well-pampered and likely spent a lot of money on the best treatments to keep the effects of aging at bay. As Connie glanced from side to side to make eye contact as they spoke, she could see they were polar opposites in terms of looks. The woman to her left, Maria, was a willowy blonde with beautifully styled hair and pretty blue eyes. Her curves weren't big, but still managed to look impressive on her slender figure. On the other hand, the woman to her right, Abigail, was a shorter brunette with a curvaceous figure. She boasted an impressive-looking cleavage, and from the top she was wearing, it appeared she likes to dress to show it off. Her breasts were a sight men would lust after, but Connie guessed from the off that it wasn't men the two women preferred, and suspected they were a couple. Nothing was said, but the way they looked at each other and the constant little touches of hands and arms indicated they were more than just friends. "So, when would you be able to start?" Maria asked. The surprise showed on Connie's face, and she answered the question with one of her own. "Does that mean I've got the job?" Maria laughed. "Well, there are a couple of more candidates we will see after you, but you definitely have a chance." She suddenly felt a little foolish at her eagerness. Okay. I'm basically available to start straight away." "That's good to know," Maria went on, and stood to end the interview. Connie followed suit and thanked them both before walking to the door and leaving. It was a couple of days before she received the call to go back, and her nerves came on strong as she approached the large property again. At 21, she reckoned she might have been too young for the women to employ, but being asked back was obviously a good sign. "We just had a few more questions," Abigail started when they were seated in the same room as before. Connie pushed her nerves aside to answer the questions as confidently as she could, and sensed the relief of finally being back in employment when the couple offered her the job. It had been 6 months since she was let go from her previous position, and the frustrations of being out of work and the lack of money it meant had built up. Hopefully, they were about to be a thing of the past, though.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?